Hello.
Hello, Helen.
Yes.
Hello, this is Roy from the city of Paradise Valley.
Yes.
Hi, I just needed to let you know something. Are you aware of those cactus cameras we've been installing everywhere?
Yes, but I haven't paid attention. Should I have been?
Oh, no, I'm just letting you know, like, one of our cactus cameras, it saw you driving around the other day, and it captured your license plate number, and it also took an x-ray of your body.
Oh no,
it's okay. No, I'm just trying to make people understand that the cactus cameras are okay, and I want to let you know that we took an x-ray of you as you were driving, and everything looks okay. Everything came back positive, I mean good, on the x-ray.
And who is this that's calling?
My name's Roy.
And you're with the police department?
Oh no, I'm not with the police department. That's against the rules. No, I'm just with the city of Paradise Valley.
Yeah.
Yep, I just wanted to let you know we took your x-ray. It's like a CAT scan.
My word.
Yeah, they're really powerful. They just beamed x-rays at your car while you were driving, and everything looks really good for both you and Jimmy.
Well, I appreciate that, and right now I have another call coming in. I'm in a state of shock.
Why are you in shock?
Okay.
Why are you in shock?
Well, thank you. I didn't know about this.
Oh, so, yeah. Just so you know, we'll be taking your x-rays every time you go out for a drive.
Oh, well, this is good. Then I won't be going for very many drives.
No, you won't have to go to the doctor as much, is what I'm saying, because we're just going to... We'll let you know if we spot any anomalies.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
answer that other line. Hurry up.
Alright, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Helen.
Roger Bell, what a strange dude. Slept on my lawn last night, said he rolled through some dog poo. This happens all the time. There's no prank too big, no prank too small. If you ever get that call,
Roger Bell, just enjoy.
Roger Bell,
the retarded boy,
is going to take your butthole spot and give it to fucking Carrot Top.
Roger Bell,
with all these calls,
Roger Bell,
you're shitting on my balls.
I can't connect the manager to you, cause he's on break taking a giant poo.
Roger Bell, Snowplow Show.
Roger Bell from the Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show.
Hey everybody, you are listening to the Snowplow Show for June 29th, 2018. Holy crap, the month's over already. I almost got through all the sponsors. I've got 5 left for the entire month. I almost made it. I think that means I need to do another show this weekend. Or tomorrow. I only have tomorrow to finish up the month. Anyway, today's show is sponsored by the Antichris, 6-Week Tenure, Nagler, Fun Society Arcade, and Xander Fett. Thanks for being supporters of the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you're not a supporter, you should be. Who the hell do you think you are listening to this show without being a supporter? Bunch of jerks. My first update today is a sad update. Dark Stranger sent me a message the other day and let me know that a PLA person that a lot of us may remember from the past is no longer around, and that person is Badfish. You guys remember Badfish, don't you? He was around a lot back in the phone show days, and for a little while he did his own show on Cacti Radio on the Shoutcast. I think Badfish is the only person that I've ever known who knew about Emergency Pizza Party before I did. And what else about Badfish? I don't know. He used to hang out with us on the Tiny Chat all the time in a blanket fort. He was always inside a blanket fort to conserve energy. He had a space heater in there with him, which totally wasn't dangerous at all. And if I'm not mistaken, his YouTube channel also has blanket fort videos on it. And I think Badfish might have been the host of the show, or at least he was a participant on the show, where, like, back in the phone show days, I used to call up this certain Domino's Pizza all the time and do sound checks with them and just drive them crazy. They hated it. And one day, while I don't remember who it was now that I think about it, I know Laugh Track Matt was on the show, but I went into this Domino's, like, live in person and tried to do a sound check with them or something. I can't remember what happened, but I went in there and I was weird and Badfish was around. I guess Badfish used to bother that Domino's too. Always asked them if they had Dr. Peppers, I guess, and they hated that. And I think another time when I was in that area, he lived in Alton, Illinois, and I knew where he lived because he had ordered stuff from me before. So I got his address from that, and I biked over to his house late at night. I didn't knock or anything. I didn't tell him I was coming over. I just went up to his house, and I put a PLA sticker on his garage door and left and never met him. I was hoping he would invite me over after that, but he's probably just annoyed with me. And I think the last I heard from Badfish was maybe Rappy McRapperson visited him in New York. He was in New York for some reason, and they hung out for a while. They made some videos. They're on YouTube, I think. Probably on Badfish's channel. I think that's all I can remember about Badfish right now, but rest in peace, Badfish. You will be missed. You were a fun person in the community. I'll put a link to Badfish's YouTube channel, youtube.com/NickBrianWalters. I just checked, and it's still there. Hopefully his family doesn't shut it down or anything. He's got some good stuff on there. But yeah, that's a bummer. First KDK, now Badfish. Let's hope these things don't happen in threes. All right, happier updates. Man, now I don't feel like doing updates. Let's just get on to the show. I did a show today. It was fun. It was a live show. I went on right before the XYZ show went on. I think I did about 90 minutes, and I have edited that down to about an hour, which we're going to play right now. Here's today's live show.
Your home for the PLA, the Mr. Bates Radio Show.
And umbrellas.
One second. My headset just came apart.
CatTieRadio.com. So today, if you didn't figure it out from the title, we're going to be calling some cake places. I don't have any cake place ideas. So basically, I'm going to do the same thing that I did yesterday. I'm going to call up stores and order cakes. And I don't know, there's been some good ideas in the Facebook. I've seen a couple in the chat. I haven't been watching the chat too closely because I've been setting stuff up. But like Dragonmere Cake said, warning, this cake contains fecal matter. That sounds funny. I wonder if they'd write that. Nothing wrong with fecal matter, right? That's not obscene. Will on the Facebook wants me to ask for a cake written in Braille. You know, just like glue little bumps on there. Hey, thanks, Karaz, for the pretend money.
One moment, please.
Someone else did that, too. Oh, yeah, yeah. Truth as I see with no bias, always with truth, no matter what. Thanks, you and Karaz. Mostly Karaz, though, because I know Karaz. Karaz is my BFF.
Bakery department, can I help you?
Hey, I'd like to get a cake, order a cake.
Okay. What size did you need?
Oh, you know, just a smaller size. Just, you know.
Like a quarter sheet?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Do you want chocolate, white, marble?
Sure, chocolate sounds good.
Okay. When did you need it?
Can I get it tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow. Like, if I could pick it up tomorrow, maybe around 3?
Sure, that's good. Do you want the buttercream or the whippy icing?
Can I get both? Well, can I get something that's chocolate?
We don't have the whipped icing and chocolate.
That's okay. Yeah, the buttercream's fine.
The buttercream?
Yup.
And what did you want on it?
You mean the text?
Yeah.
Could I have written on it, warning, contains fecal matter? Or, like, maybe, like, this cake contains fecal matter.
Okay.
There's fecal matter inside this cake.
All right.
That's what I want.
Pardon me?
I said, that's what I want written on the cake.
Okay. Any certain colors?
Brown? Fecal brown?
All right. You want, like, balloons or something on
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, balloons. Please, balloons around the text that says, warning, there's fecal matter inside this cake.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy.
I'm sorry, Roy?
Roy.
R-O-Y?
Yep, R-O-Y. Oh, thanks, Mr. Biggs. Mr. Biggs just gave me a dollar.
Last
what
name?
A guy. Gerbel. Can you read what's on the cake just to make sure? I want to make sure you have the right thing on the cake.
Warning, contains fecal matter.
Yeah, can we be more specific? Like, can we write on it, like, warning, there is fecal matter inside of this cake?
Put all of that on there.
Embedded fecal flakes is mixing with the chocolate.
Nothing wrong with that, right? Huh?
Nothing wrong with that, right?
I've never had anyone want that on a cake.
Yeah, you know, it's for a lawsuit thing I'm doing.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah, that'll be good. Like, if you could just be more specific about how much fecal matter is in your cakes.
About what?
About how much fecal matter is in your cakes. Like be as specific as possible about the fecal content of your cakes. Uh-oh. Thanks, Jack. And thanks, Andrew. These super chats are very distracting during calls. Yeah, I never get the money. It's just for YouTube. You're basically just donating to YouTube. Texas has HEB.
In-store audio network.
That's what I'm going to do. HEB. Ah, yeah. All over Texas. Look at that. That's what we're doing today. We're doing HEBs. Mr. Truth, bias guy, you're a fucking weirdo. Just keep doing that. And thanks, Alexander Patterson, for your A money. Whatever that is. Mr. Biggs and Jack are in a bidding war. You're not really a weirdo, Truth, bias. Truth, no matter what, truth guy. I just meant that you kept doing it over and over. Like, you're just trying to get me to say your name. All right, it picked up and she just hung up on me.
Press 1 for Spanish. Opre mano para español. The number sign for curbside. 2 for bakery.
The number sign? Really? They have that many options? Why can't they just tell you to hit, like, number 10, number 11? My system can do that.
HEB Bakery.
Hey, I'd like to order a custom cake.
Just 1 second.
All right. Hey, look, Truth as I see with no bias, always truth no matter what, !! Just donated $2. Thanks, Truth as I see with no bias, always with truth no matter what. YouTube appreciates
Hello?
It. Hello, I'd like to get a cake.
For what day?
For, can I do, like on Monday?
On Wednesday?
Monday.
Oh, Monday, okay. At what time?
12:00.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Roy.
Okay, and what size of a cake would you like?
You know...
Or how many people are you feeding?
What?
Are you feeding?
20, a party of 20. 20 people, 20 slices.
Okay, I have a quarter sheet that feeds 24, mm-hmm. or I have a 10-inch round that feeds 20 to 30 people.
Okay, the first one.
The quarter sheet?
Yep.
Okay, you want white chocolate, half white of chocolate, yellow strawberry marble?
Chocolate, please.
Chocolate?
Yep.
Okay, and you want whipped or buttercream?
Buttercream.
Okay, and the design?
Ooh. Oh, the design? I don't know, like balloons and stuff.
Balloons, just primary colors?
Yeah. Okay. None of that pastel stuff.
Okay. And what would you like it to say?
Warning, this cake contains fecal matter.
Okay.
Do not eat.
That's a lot. Whenever you get here, they'll write it on there for you.
Oh, can you just write it on the form? Because I need to be able to just come in and pick it up real quick.
Okay, then say it really slowly.
Oh, sure.
You're breaking up
Oh, crud. Warning is the first word.
Okay.
This cake contains fecal matter. inside of it.
Warning, this cake contains... And how do you spell C?
Are you allowed to write the word shit? Like this
no.
morning? Okay. All right, then fecal matter it is. F-E-C-A-L. Matter.
Okay.
Do not eat.
Okay. All right, it's going to be $14.98 on Monday.
Okay, and could you read it back to me just to make sure it's correct?
Warning, this cake contains fecal matter. Do not eat.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
It's for a lawsuit I'm doing. I'm going to sue HEB for the fecal matter in their cakes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
All right,
you.
Thank you. Have a nice day. When I own HEB, I won't fire you because you're nice. Okay, no more fecal matter. I'm going to do the next thing. Sorry, Matt, I can't pick up because I'm only on one computer today, so the computer phone can't hear the Skype phones and, you know, stuff like that.
HEB Bakery, how may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to order a personalized cake.
For when?
For Monday morning, well, Monday at noon, if that's all right.
Monday noon?
Yep.
Give me a second.
Her body I left in the lake? What? What? Should I say I left the body at these coordinates and give her some GPS stuff? Like it's for the police. Just ignore what I'm saying, ma'am. It's not for you. Thank you, Tiger Eye 4C. For the cactus message.
Your name?
My name is Roy.
Phone number?
432-618-29518.
432-618?
Uh-huh.
2518?
25618. There's an extra digit in it. Like they're running out of numbers, so I have an extra digit. It's one of those new 11-digit numbers.
So it's 29518?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the newest thing. Newest thing in phone technology.
All right.
Can you make, like, camouflage cakes so my coworkers don't catch me eating it?
No.
Ah, fudge.
What size cake did you want?
You know, like one of those big ones, like a half sheet.
What flavor?
Chocolate, please.
Chocolate?
Yep.
And what kind of icing?
Buttercream. Can I personalize the cake with my own semen?
With your own what, I'm sorry?
Oh, no, a buttercream is fine. Same thing.
Okay, how would you like it decorated?
With balloons. And can I write something on it?
Yeah. What would you like?
I need it to be written in Braille.
Written in what?
Braille, you know, like for blind people. Like, can you do, like, little dabs of icing, but make sure they're, you know, just little ones so they can rub their fingers across the top of the cake? It's for my blind friend. Do you make the buttercream yourself?
No.
Oh,
it comes
okay.
Already.
Good enough, I guess. I broke. What, Mr.
So
Vince?
What kind of butters would you like?
What kind of butter?
What kind? What color?
Oh, color.
Of the cream?
For the trim. I don't know, pink or some. Doesn't matter. You know, she's blind.
And what would be the writing?
Congratulations. It's a hermaphrodite.
Congratulations?
Yep. With an exclamation
point. Just congratulations?
No, congratulations, exclamation point. It's a hermaphrodite.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time. Like, it's cutting. So I only heard the congratulations and then exclamation mark at the end.
Well, are you doing it in Braille? It's got to be in Braille. Do you know what Braille is? Like those little dots that you rub your fingers across?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you write it in Braille? Can, like, write the whole message in Braille? Like, write the word congratulations in Braille. I'll tell you where the dots go. For the C, it's like three dots down the side. Down the right side.
Mm-hmm.
For the O, it's like a letter T dots on its side. Actually, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. But yeah, it's got to be in Braille.
Could you like type it in a Word document and then bring it in here? Because we just do like cursive.
Just Google it.
But if you bring the picture, I mean, we can have the exact same thing.
Cursive Braille is okay.
Alrighty. Anything else?
Okay, fine. Cursive is fine. Congratulations. It's a hermaphrodite.
All right. Anything else?
Is the cake in... can you read it back to me, please?
Okay, so it's going to be a half sheet chocolate with the vanilla buttercream, pink and white borders, mm-hmm. and then congratulations.
Congratulations. It's a hermaphrodite.
Okay. Would that be it?
Oh, yeah. Could you read that back then?
Half sheet chocolate, buttercream.
Yep.
Pink white borders. And then, did you end up wanting the Braille?
Yes,
writing?
Braille, please. Braille or cursive, whichever's easier. And then what's it say?
Congratulations, and then an exclamation mark at the end. And what was the next thing?
Oh. It's a hermaphrodite. Can we just say there's shit in this cake? That'll be faster.
What was that? I'm sorry?
This cake is filled with shit instead of chocolate.
No.
Okay. Hermaphrodite it is.
Can you spell that for me?
Oops, we got disconnected somehow. She was so boring, you guys. I'm sorry. I do like Joe Leon's idea. you know, get the girl that I'm talking to. You know, like if her name, what was that lady's name? You know, whatever her name sucks. See if they'll do that. I did that to a cell phone company employee once. I did that same thing. She asked me to set up the password on my account. Like, her name was Lisa or whatever. And she's like, what do you want your password to be? I'm like, I want it to be that Lisa sucks. Lisa at Sprint PCS sucks. And she wouldn't do it. I don't know why. Got hung up on. Karaz says to write, your mouth goes here, stupid. There's a bomb in this cake. Okay. Do I have to do Karaz's idea since he did the two Monopoly dollars?
HB Bakery.
Hey, I would like to get a cake. Who's this? Who's this? What's your name?
Teresa.
Oh, hey, Teresa.
Hey.
Hi, just getting a cake.
Okay, what day do you want on?
Can I do Monday around noon?
And your pickup name?
It's Roy.
And your telephone number?
419-217-6158.
And what size of cake you want?
Like a half sheet.
Flavor?
Fudge. Do you guys, I don't know if you do this or not, can you mix in some coyote urine? Because I'm using it to scare away raccoons.
Only if you have a picture of it.
What? A picture? Okay, yeah. Yeah, fudge, chocolate's good.
You want chocolate cake?
Yes, please. No coyote urine.
And what flavor?
I don't know. Chocolate.
I mean, what odd thing? You know, buttercream, whipped cream?
Buttercream, please.
And how do you want it decorated?
What's that? Like the words? Or, like, can I do balloons?
You want balloons?
Yeah, can I get balloons on
what
it?
Color?
Just all the primary colors. No pastels. No clear.
And what message?
Just in big, bold letters. Can I do no cursive? I want to do, like, just blocky letters, like print.
Okay.
Yeah, big letters. I want it to say, Teresa sucks.
Say what?
Teresa sucks.
Are you making a joke?
Oh, no, nope. That's what I want on the cake. Teresa sucks. Do you spell your name with an... Do you spell your name with an H?
No.
All right. T-E-R-E-S-A?
No. Mine's different.
Oh, how's it?
T-A-R-E-S-A.
Okay, yeah, that one. And then big letters. Sucks.
Okay.
And that's it. Teresa sucks.
All right.
How much is that?
$22.98.
Yeah. Okay. And you got buttercream icing.
Yep.
And could you just read the message back to me to make sure it's okay?
So I'm not gonna say it.
Why not?
I don't know. Who's this?
What?
So you're making a joke.
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm going to be there Monday to pick this up. Monday at noon. It's for my wife.
Okay, well, we'll see you Monday.
Okay, and what's the message that you have there on the cake? I just want to make sure it's all correct.
I'm not going to say it. I'll see you Monday. Thank you.
Why can't you say it? Why wouldn't she say it? I love the coyote idea, coyote urine idea, Mr. Biggs. That'd be great. I'm kind of thinking it won't work out, but let's see. Next HEB. Man, there's so many HEBs in Texas. She's afraid if she says that it's going to come true. It's like, oh my God, I can't do that.
Bakery, help you.
Hello, I'd like to order a cake.
Okay, let me order
for you. Oh my gosh, what's wrong with your phone?
Now, when did you need the cake?
Your phone's being crazy. It's being all staticky and stuff.
Yeah. When did you need the cake?
Could I do like Monday at noon?
Okay. And a name for the order?
My name is Roy.
Roy. Right, and a phone number?
It'd be 254-318-6969.
All right, and what kind of cake did you need?
I guess chocolate.
Chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
How big of a cake?
Like a half sheet.
Okay. Did you want buttercream or elite icing?
Buttercream. What was the other option? Elite?
Elite. It's light and fluffy. It's not as sweet. It tastes like Cool Whip.
Okay. Hey, are you able to, like, bake some, you guys bake the cakes there, right?
No, they come in from San Antonio.
Ah,
we
shoot.
Just decorate them.
Could you inject some coyote urine into the cake just to keep the raccoons away?
No.
No, seriously, it's a real problem around here. We're kind of out here in the boonies. Okay, it's fine, though.
All right. Did you want any decorations on the cake?
Yeah, could I get balloons?
All right. And any specific colors?
Whatever, you know. Pastels. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever you usually do.
Any writing on it?
Yeah. So they ship the cakes in? Where do they ship them from? I figured you guys would just bake them.
No, our bakery in San Antonio bakes them, and then they ship them to us frozen.
I see. Could I have some writing on it, please?
Okay.
I wanted to say, your mouth goes here, stupid. Like comma and then stupid.
Okay.
It's for my son, Kuraz. He's retarded, so kind of got to spell it all out for him. Ever since the incident.
All right. And that's going to be 2248.
Okay. And I just want to make sure the writing's correct. What do you have on there for my retarded son?
I'm not going to say it, sir.
Why not?
Because I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Well, no, it's what's the first part at least? You don't have to call him retarded. Like, it's okay for me to call him retarded because, you know, he's my son.
I just don't feel comfortable saying it, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, how about just the first part before the comma?
No, sir.
I want to make sure you got it right. That's right.
I'm sorry, sir. If you want, I can have this cake made for you, but I don't think we're going to be able to write that on there.
What? You just you didn't tell me that before. Now you can't write it?
No, sir.
Are you discriminating against my retarded son?
Let me get a manager for you real quick.
I mean, come on. Go easy on him. His name's Kuraz. And he's retarded. He's got two things working against him, you know? How long does it typically take to get the manager on the phone? Because I only have 45 minutes until the XYZ show starts. Change your voice for the manager. That's tempting. Thank you, Justin Bintrails, for the 420. Thanks, 15 fake account, for the 5 euros. I know what a euro symbol looks like now. I looked it up. He wants me to visit on Chaos Communication Congress. What? Bid war time? What? I don't know. He's foreign. It's not his fault.
Bakery department, this is Angela.
Hey, Angela. I was just trying to get a cake made. I'm not sure why she transferred me.
Okay. And what day are you trying to get it made for?
Monday at noon.
Okay. Let me get an order form. Hold on just a sec.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Like, I already did all this. Like, there should be an order form already.
Is it the... Okay. And what was the writing on it?
It's supposed to say, your mouth goes here, stupid.
Okay, and that's something that we can't write on the cake. That's why she got a manager, because that's something we can't write on the cake.
Okay, I'd like to write something different then.
Okay, what's going to be the writing?
All right, just change it to Angela sucks. Nope. Not good with that either. It didn't work out, Kuraz. Sorry. Stupid Angela. She really does suck. I can't keep up with all those crazy currency symbols, you know? They all look the same to me. It's a bunch of Paris talk. What am I doing next, everyone?
Thanks for calling your neighborhood HEB.
Hey, King Richard. What are you doing here? You don't have internet at work? Get a cake for a dog. From 15 fake account. All right, that's
HEB Bakery. This is Monica.
Hey, Monica. I would like to get a cake.
For sure.
For my dog.
For what?
Like a custom cake? Like
a custom
to pick up on Monday? Uh-huh. It's my dog's birthday.
For your dog. Okay. Yep. Let me see if I can grab a... Let me grab a order form real quick.
All right. Thank you. Of course. What else would it be, you guys? I Regret Jumping wants me to ask if they can put mouse traps in the cake. Your mom shouldn't be eating cake. Jack Heliquin wants me to say, remember, it's our little secret, and say it's for my niece. Great idea. I'm not doing it, Jack Heliquin. Sorry. It's hilarious, but I draw the line at, like, happy 8th birthday.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, what would you like?
I would like the darkest chocolate you have, like just really dark.
Dark chocolate.
Yeah. Do you have dark chocolate cakes?
Let me ask, because I mean, I know we have regular chocolate, but I don't know if it's dark or not.
Oh, just, you know, like whatever you have, the darkest possible, really dark cake.
Okay.
And the biggest possible, like two layers.
Let me ask. Okay. Let me ask real quick.
All right. Tell them it's for a dog. Good question, Andrew Spencer. Why isn't Carol ordering any cakes? That's got to happen. Does the cake have Wi-Fi? What the fuck, Caleb?
Okay, so we don't really have like a dark, dark chocolate.
Oh,
our chocolate is more just like a regular devil's food.
That's good. That's fine. Yeah, but you have chocolate icing, right?
We do have, we have chocolate buttercream.
Yeah, that's perfect. The chocolate is,
okay.
And like a two-layer cake and like a really big one. I want my dog to have the best two-year birthday ever.
Let's see. Well, that would probably, the biggest round one is probably going to be a 10-inch round. It's double layered. Feeds about 30 people.
Oh, that he'll love that. It's
okay.
all for him, all for just the dog.
So we're just going to do a 10-inch round, double, chocolate with chocolate, just everything chocolate?
Yep. Everything chocolate, yep. Except for the writing on the cake, because then
okay.
You couldn't read it, you know?
Chocolate cake, chocolate buttercream. Did you want chocolate fudge in the middle? I'm looking at what our fillings are.
Yeah, chocolate fudge in the middle.
Chocolate fudge in the middle, chocolate buttercream. Okay.
My dog's a chocolate lab.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he's going to love this.
Dun, 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 dun.
I bet you he'll eat the whole thing like in one sitting.
See. What did you... You wanted writing on the top?
Yes, please.
What do you want it to say?
I want it to say Maddox. That's his name, Maddox. M-A-D-D-O-X.
Uh-huh.
Maddox.
M-A-E...
M-A-D-D. D is in W.
M-A-D-D.
Uh-huh. O-X.
O-X. And that's it?
Oh, no, no, no. It's Maddox. Who's a good boy? Right. Right.
Or how about good boy Maddox?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Have it your way.
Let's see.
I like my way better, but okay, we'll do that. Good boy Maddox.
Or let's see. I'm trying to think of how much room... We would have, I don't have, like, a picture in front of me.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a huge cake, right?
Yeah, well, 10-inch, it's pretty big. Let me see. Maddox.
Can you just write, can you do, like, a picture of a dog's butt so he'll lick it? Because, you know, like, dogs like sniffing butts and licking butts and stuff.
I'm trying to think if we have... Anything like that as far as, like, picture. I know we have a picture book, but if you wanted something custom like that, you would have to bring us the picture.
Just do so like an asterisk.
The decorators could do it.
Do an asterisk. Like a big old asterisk. You know, like cartoon dog's butt. Just an asterisk.
Oh.
But like the flag on Community.
Hold on, actually, let me write this over. Okay. Maddox. Let me say your message again so I can write it all out way you want it.
Okay, Maddox. M-A-D-D-O-X.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a good boy?
What a good boy.
Yeah, yeah.
What a good boy.
Yep, what a good boy. That's exactly what I said. Is there anyone else working in the bakery?
Yeah.
Oh, could you ask them, like, what the best kind of chocolate for a dog is?
The best kind of chocolate for a dog?
Yeah.
I could probably ask, like, a decorator, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Could you ask him real quick?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
And tell him what it says, too. Because she just does not care. Like, I don't think she knows. I think she gives her dog chocolate all the time. Not sure if she's listening. Lord Shiva wants me to ask if they can bake some racism into the cake. Ask a decorator. They're practically veterinarians. That's from Rev. The cake doubles as a pacemaker for my mother? What? What does that mean? Does the cake have to go in my mouth? By the way, everyone should get their YouTube pages ready. YouTube.com/XYZQWA. He starts in 34 minutes, immediately after this show. Every once in a while, he's kind of funny. I listen to him.
For holding. This is Amber.
Oh, hey, Amber. What's happening?
Not much. How can I help you?
Oh, well, she was just taking my order for a cake for my dog's birthday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Let's see here.
And you wanted a 10-inch round. Is that correct?
Yep. Whatever's
okay,
really big. Okay,
10-inch round chocolate cake with fudge icing?
Yeah, yep, and some kind of fudge filling stuff.
Uh-huh.
What happened to what's-her-face?
Oh, she's assisting another customer.
I see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a cake for my dog. It's a birthday cake for my dog.
All right. You do know you're not supposed to feed chocolate to dogs, right?
Oh, but he loves it. He loves chocolate. I give him chocolate.
Okay.
I think because I've given him so much chocolate, he's immune to it.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to give him the most chocolate I've ever given him at one time. I'm going to let him eat this entire cake in one sitting. Is this a dual-layer cake?
I'm sorry?
Is this a double-layer cake?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So you want a 10-inch round chocolate cake, fudge filling, chocolate buttercream icing, correct?
Yeah, and what's it say on the top, like on the letters?
All I see right now is Maddox.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to say Maddox. Who's a good boy?
Okay, Maddox, and then, I'm sorry, what was the rest of the writing?
Who's a good boy?
And any particular color?
Every time I say that, he looks at me and, like, wags his tail. Oh, just whatever, you know. They're colorblind anyway.
Okay, no color preference on the writing?
Nah. Colorblind dog. Can you write it in Chinese? He only knows Chinese. He's an adopted dog.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. You're breaking up.
He's an adopted dog. He only knows Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, and what was your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
All right. Can I get a contact phone number for you?
Hey, yeah. 254-717-6969.
Okay. And day and time of pickup?
Monday at noon.
Monday noon.
Hey, why do you say, like, chocolate's not good for dogs?
That's just what my vet told me, that you're not supposed to feed chocolate to dogs.
Your butt? Oh, your vet.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, if my dog dies or anything, will it be partially your responsibility?
Not really.
Oh, you're selling me the cake. Hey, can I also write on top of the cake, this cake is for a dog. We take full responsibility if the dog gets sick from eating this cake. Is there enough room to write that?
I'm not sure I can fit all of that on there.
You can try, though.
I'm sorry?
You can try, though.
Sure. All right. And so you said Monday at noon, correct?
Yep.
All righty. It's going to be $23.98.
Wow, that's cheap. Okay, perfect. Hey, can we host my dog's funeral at your store?
Is there anything else I can get for you today?
Could you read back what's going to be written on the cake, please?
Maddox, who's a good boy.
And then what else? What else?
Hello?
Hi. Wasn't there more?
What else did you want written on it?
We take full responsibility for Maddox's death or whatever, you know, if he dies from eating this cake.
So, unfortunately, I'm not going to write that. If you would like to contact someone else from our regional office, I'm sure one of them would be more than willing to go over the legal portion of that with you. But it's just like diabetes, that's not our...
Okay, all right. Sounds great. Perfect.
All right. Anything else I can get for you today?
I'm hanging up. I got to do my noon thing.
Sorry, you're breaking up again.
I gotta do my noon thing. It's time for noon.
Termites ate through my pipes last night. Leaky faucets caused us to fight. It's a waste of water. Wood don't solder. Gotta get a hold of my landlord's daughter. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Spouting up radical subconscious controversy. X-ray superpowers see through your anatomy. Soldier of society, dormant brain stupidity. Left a love to hide, dim-witted mediocrity. Grab a gas mask, avoid, have mask it down. Molotov cocktails, fire another round. Propaganda rioters relentlessly shout, shut the fuck up and look in my mouth. Termites ate through my pipes last night. Leaky faucets cause us to fight. It's a waste of water and wood don't solder. Gotta get a hold of my landlord's daughter. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Snack time, sucker, simple, citified sandwich. I feed them at the mouth. Mama Bird's Atlantic. Seems to dance at the disco. This is a panic. The best beat in the universe was made by Maddox. Scratching my head when I see Vulture form. The scratchings of the super symbiotic snowstorms. You know all the dendrophys make my head itch. It's my superpower, so look at my mouth, bitch.
Termites ate through my pipes last night. Leaky faucets caused us to fight. It's a waste of water and wood don't solder. Gotta get a hold of my landlord's daughter. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth. Look at my mouth, bitch. Look at my mouth.
I'm totally rad. You're just a fad. Go cry in a corner and listen to emo. You're so damn sad cause you can't find Nemo. You can't focus. Go watch Mr. Helen's Opus cause I'm a robot zombie with a mutant gene. So listen up before I go Wolverine. Before you end up dead in a ditch. Read my lips and look at my mouth, bitch.
Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
What's going on?
I'm looking for the next HEB to call.
I just wanted to say, like, could you please, like, ask for a cake that's 100% white?
Okay, because what's the reason for that?
It's, like, for your next KKK birthday party.
Okay. And I wanted to say white is right.
Yeah, and like all the ingredients, like they shouldn't be like dark, like they must be white.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that sounds perfect.
I think that would be hilarious.
All right.
Thanks, Brad, and love your show.
Oh, thanks. Bye. Who's this?
Bye.
I forget to ask your name. What's your name?
Missy Wesson. Away!
Bye, Mr. Wesson. Not going to do that at all, but, you know. Now people are calling in. I'm sorry. I don't really like, you know, I only got 30 minutes left because of what's his face? XYZ. It's all his fault. I can't just sit here and take calls. I got to do some more cakes. Oh, quick, everyone. What am I writing on this cake? This, you know, something that's not racist, preferably, if possible. All right, Tom Hansen, you win so far.
Bakery.
Hi, I'd like to get a cake, please.
For when?
For Monday. Monday at noon.
Monday at noon?
Yep.
What size cake do you want?
Just like a half sheet.
Half sheet.
Yep. Whoa.
Monday at noon. Mm-hmm. What cake flavor?
Chocolate.
Buttercream or elite icing?
Buttercream's fine. Buttercream works. Yep.
And the decoration?
I don't know, like, balloons, maybe?
Balloons?
Yes.
And the message on the cake?
Could I have it say, sorry about those bumps. They're probably not...
Sorry about the bumps. They're probably not contagious.
Alrighty.
Yep. It's for my friend Tom.
Okay. Sorry about... This is a joke, right?
No. I really want to get this cake on Monday. Monday at noon.
Okay. Sorry about those bumps. They're probably not contagious.
Yes, that's... Yes. They're probably not contagious.
Love, Brad. Do you have cakes that have Wi-Fi in them?
Yes.
How much extra is that?
$150 a piece.
Oh, no, that's too much. Never mind.
Love, Brad?
Yes, love, Brad. Can you do love like L-U-V?
L-U-V?
Yeah, love, Brad.
B-R-A-D?
Yep.
Your name?
Brad.
Alrighty, and a phone number?
254-881-8359.
And a social security number?
341-826929.
Okay, that's great.
Yep. So,
anything else?
Can you read the message back to me and just make sure it's good?
Sorry about those bumps. They are probably not contagious. Love, Brad, L-U-V.
Of course, yeah.
B-R-A-D.
Yep. That'll do it.
That sounds great. Do you want us to do anything else on the cake?
Well, you know, if you want to... Anything you want to do... What?
Did you need the Wi-Fi?
No, I can't afford that. I don't.
Okay.
I don't love Tom that much.
Okay. Alrighty.
See you.
This is going to be this. Do you want to know the cost of this cake?
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's not like I'm going to actually pick this up.
It's not that important.
No.
Okay.
As long as it's not an extra $150, I'm happy.
Okay, it'll be under 50.
All right.
Anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
I don't think she heard the part where I said I'm not picking it up. All right. End white genocide. Okay, Megan, that's what I'll write on the next cake. Let's see. What's next? Thanks, Matt Hillock. I'm glad you think that was fun. I thought it was fun, too. Give the cake breast implants. Welcome to the buttercream gang. We're doing lots of buttercreaming together. I like this DCV naturalist. Have him put grooves in the icing so I can play it like a record. Could you encode some Beethoven in there, please? Ask if they do 3D cakes from Silver Fox. All right, let me just call something up. I'm just going to do whatever's on the screen. I'm just going to do all of these at once.
Thank you for calling HB Beta Bakery. This is Roxy. How can I help you?
Hey, Roxy. I'd like to get a cake. Do you do 3D cakes?
3D cakes?
Yep.
What do you mean by that?
You know, just like in three dimensions, like a normal cake is.
Well, I mean, yeah, like our cakes are, like, we base them that way, but like as far as like figures and stuff go, no, we don't.
Oh, no, I just mean the cake itself. Like, I would
like a regular basic sheet cake?
Yeah, yeah, basic sheet cake, but in three dimensions. Like, you know, I want it to have an X, Y, and a Z. Like a height and a depth and a width. And can you fill them up with salt?
With salt?
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Oh. Could you, though? Like, could you just dump a bunch of salt in
them? Like, I don't know. I might have to ask around, because I don't really feel, like, comfortable filling a cake with salt.
Okay, forget the salt. Really. Forget the salt. It's fine. Never mind about the salt.
What are you needing the cake for?
I'm going to give it to my neighbor.
No, when are you needing it for?
Oh, when? Monday at noon.
Monday at noon?
Yeah. Like, it'll last, like, right? Like, they get home at 4, so it'll be okay, right? I can just put it in the fridge?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Okay.
All right. So, can I get your first and last name, please?
Roy Gerbel.
How do you spell the last name?
Gherbil.
All right. And a phone number?
254-420-6389.
All right. And are you wanting a small cake or a larger cake? How many people are you
going to be feeding? Just a mid-size, like a half sheet is probably good.
Okay, well, the half sheet that we have feeds 48 people, so I think that might be a little bit too big for what you're looking for.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We could have like an eighth of a sheet cake that's like a very small rectangular one. That one feeds like 8 to 10 people. But those are like really small slices, give or take.
All right, yeah, that's good. I just want to make sure I can, like, I don't have a lot to write on it. I just wanted to write a message on it.
Yeah, okay. Any specific cake flavor you'd like?
Just chocolate and buttercream icing.
Okay. And then what do you want it to say?
What's your return policy, like, if some of it's eaten?
If some of it's eaten? I mean, I've had people bring back just, like, the receipt with no cake, and I believe you can still get your money back regardless of what happens. Just as long as you have your receipt with you.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was talking to someone else. Yeah, sounds great. I'd like to get some writing on there.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Can you please tell your kids to shut the fuck up?
I can't put that on the cake.
Why not?
I can't put the F word on there. I can probably do the other kids part, and then I can do like asterisks or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Asterisks. Can you do like F asterisk asterisk K? Or
yeah, I can put like the F, and then we'll put like the asterisk.
Can you just give me like
we'll
a little...
let the imagination go wild.
Can you just leave a little... Like, can you leave the middle letters out and then give me a tube? And I'll just fill in the U myself.
Yeah, or like we sell like little tubes of icing like in the baking aisle, like of different colors and stuff. So if you want to get crafty, you can probably put red depending on your level of impatience.
Okay, yeah. It's for my neighbor. They're like kids are always out there in the yard like playing and stuff. They're really loud.
Oh my. Like, okay, so what is it? Can you
run
around your kids?
Yeah, yeah. Please tell your kids to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
They're always out there, like, playing in the sprinkler. And they're, like, running around playing tag. Ugh.
Children.
I know. Like, you know, in my day, we could just go out there and, like, kick them in the stomach. That'd shut them up. But no, can't do that anymore.
Oh, my God. There's too many people constantly recording everything.
I know. Yeah, they have security cameras ever since the incident.
Okay. Do you want any color preferences, like for borders or writing?
Just something that looks menacing.
Menacing? Yep. All right. We can do that.
What's that going to be?
What's what?
What's menacing to you? Like, what is it going to be?
I mean, when I think of anything, I guess bad, for some reason, red pops in my mind, but it's kind of ironic because HEB is all red.
But, I think that says something.
Mean, yeah.
So. Do you guys sell antifreeze there?
I don't think so, honestly. I think we just have, like, your basic motor oils and...
Oh, that'd like, be good.
Yeah. Windshield fluid. Might have to make a trip to O'Reilly's or something.
Yeah, yep, since you won't do salt.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, I have, like, fillings, but, I mean, most of them are actually, unfortunately, they're appetizing, so I don't think you want... Doesn't sound like you want them to actually enjoy the cake, so...
No, not really.
but yeah. I mean, you could, like, get some salt and sprinkle it on top. They'll probably think it's, like, coarse sugar.
Oh, there's a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, it's so sparkly, and it's, like, crunch. It's like, no, not what they're looking for, so just an idea.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I'm going to write that down. Add that to my list.
Awesome. All right. Well, I guess, is there anything else I can add on this for you or have any more questions for today?
No, I guess that's it. It's perfect. I'll be there on Monday at noon to get it.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, well, can you read it back to me? What's the message say? I want to make sure it's right.
Please tell your kids to shut the, and I'll put a blank spot for them first so we can put your ice in there and then put up.
Okay.
And you want me to put a little exclamation point at the end?
Yeah, an exclamation point.
All right. Let's get crafty here.
Yeah. Can you draw like a hand flipping them off?
A what?
You know, like a finger, middle finger?
No, I can't do anything profanity. It's because this is a family store, so I could get in trouble for something like that, unfortunately.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. We'll see you Monday.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nobody's getting angry today, you guys. I mean, come on. I basically, like said, I'm going to kill my dog. And they're like, okay, whatever. It's all right.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood HEB, located at...
We have 12 minutes. What am I doing next?
Thank you for calling the Wimberly Bakery. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Hey, Megan. I'd like to order a cake.
Okay, just give me one moment.
What am I doing, everyone? Oh, which one, Michael? I'll call that one. We'll see how professional she is.
Okay, under what name would you like this for?
My name is Roy.
And a phone number in case we need a call?
41409. That's it. 409-420-6969.
Okay. And what day did you need to pick this up?
Monday at noon.
Okay. And what kind of cake were you needing?
Chocolate.
Okay. How big of a cake?
I don't know. Like, can I do a round one? Like, but the bigger sized round one?
Okay, did you want the 10-inch round? The one that feeds about 30 people?
Yeah, 10-inch is perfect. That'll fit on
And what kind of icing did you want?
That'll fit on a record player. Just like white icing. Or like what icing is better? Because I want you to put grooves in the icing so it'll play like a record.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can comb it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we can ice it in any icing to comb it.
Okay, but I want it to actually play a song like on the record player. Like, can you put Beethoven in there, in the grooves?
No, yeah, we can't, okay, so, what are you at? You're wanting it to have grooves on the cake.
Yeah, I want to actually play the cake like a record. Like, maybe you could freeze the icing and then just encode something by Beethoven in there. Anything by Beethoven's good with me.
Yeah, we can't do that here.
But I want it to play like a record.
Well, yeah, like, you want to put it on the record player, and then we can't, like, encrypt the cake to play music.
Oh. Is it just because it's an old format?
No, that's we just don't do that here.
Can you encode data into the cake so it can be read by a laser?
No. No, we can't do that.
I wanted to impress my boss.
Well, yeah, we're not... just give me one moment, okay?
Are you going to ask someone? What? Oh, no. Sending out SOS. She's going to set off the YouTube alarms. Can I stick my dick in the cake? Tell her to write code in the cake. Microdot. Come on, lady. Turn off the music.
Yeah, sir?
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't do that kind of those kinds of cakes here. We can't like encrypt a cake with imaging or any. We can put an edible image on the cake, but we don't do it where you can like scan it and it'll play music.
Could have did a QR code image.
Well, we would need that code brought to us so we can like scan it, but I don't know if that would even work. Like, you would scan the code.
Yeah,
and
no,
it
it's
would
fine.
Work.
I'll just do the message then. The message is fine.
Okay.
Thank you for going and asking, though. Like, what was the reaction when you asked that question?
It was just what I was saying. We don't do that.
Yeah.
And what kind of so you want it combed on the side, and what kind of borders would you like?
Crap. Like, you know, just something corporate-y. It's for my boss.
Okay, so is it for a boy or for a girl?
He's a boy.
Okay, so comb blue and red borders. And what would you like written on it?
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline's fast approaching, and we really need to get this one locked down. This is a $1 million account, and we don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch Wednesday to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details.
You want all that written on there?
Yes, please. And could you carbon? Hmm? Can you CC it over to Tom's office?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Could you do a CC over to Tom's office? You know, at the bottom, CC Tom's office. I want to make sure he gets it too.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Just give me 2 seconds, please, sir.
All right. You guys, my microphone's falling apart. Like, this pin fell out of it, so I have to hold it up. But I think I got it fixed now. I put a bread tie in it. The pin fell into the garbage can, so I'm going to have to dig through my garbage can after the show and find the pin. There we go. It's. Oh, shit. Okay, I can't have it go up that high. Shit's falling apart everywhere today.
This is Missy. Can I help you?
Hey, Missy. I'm just doing a cake.
Okay. How can I help you?
What happened? The lady was already taking my order. I think she got it.
Well, she said you were asking something else. So I was just trying to help her out about the writing or something that you
were
needing.
Yeah. Well, she said she couldn't do a cake that plays on a record player or a CD player.
That is correct.
Yep. So I'm just going to get the message instead. Just the writing on the cake in cursive.
Okay. Okay, so you just want a 10-inch double layer cake.
Yep.
You want chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And you want white buttercream.
Yep, with a message written on it.
With the message written in red.
Yeah, red's good. Yep.
Okay. And then what kind of message would you like?
Power color. All right. I want the message to say, "Are you ready?"
Uh huh.
Okay. Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline's fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account. We don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch Wednesday to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details.
You will not have enough space on a 10-inch cake for all that.
Could you read it back to me just to make sure you got it?
I could not even... You were talking very fast. There's no way that I'd be able to write that fast.
That's what my secretary always says when I dictate shit.
I'm sorry?
That's what my secretary always says when I try to dictate things to her. She's
yeah.
She's like, slow down.
Okay,
you
know, so is there any way that we can like half that message in half, because you're not going to have enough room?
I will just write it on five cakes if we have to, because I want to CC this over to Tom's office too.
So how much are we going to write?
Can you do times?
We're not going to have enough space on the 10-inch for that.
Maybe it depends on the font. Can you do Times New Roman? I want it to look very professional.
We can just print, or we can cursive.
Print's good. I like to do print.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Is there any way that you can text me that message?
Yep.
so I can make sure that it gets on the cake, right?
Can I fax it?
You can. Yeah, I would just have to just find out what my fax number is.
Okay.
Here at the store.
I'm going to need you to fax this cake too. Fax it over to my office and Tom's office and Carlito.
Nope, won't be able to make that happen.
Over to the corporate office. I want everyone to see it.
No, we would. To fax the cake?
Yeah, Richard, Olga, everyone. I regret jumping.
I don't even know how we'd make that happen, sir. That'd be something that you'd have to come pick up.
Yeah, but like, you can just fax the cake.
No, we can't do that, sir. Sorry.
All right. Well, did you get the message at least? You want me to say it again?
Nope, I didn't. That's why.
Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline's fast approaching. We really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account. We don't want to let it slip through our fingers. Tell me when you're ready for me to continue.
Is there any way you can just text me this message so I can make sure and write it down? Because there's no way I can write that down that quickly, sir.
Use shorthand. You know, like the secretaries did in the 50s?
I'm not a...
Use shorthand.
I am not a shorthand, and I am not a secretary. If you can text me the message so I can make sure that we get it on there for you without no problem, because I want to make sure that we're writing it down correctly.
Well, just read it back to me when you're done. All right, next part. We should meet for lunch Wednesday to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details. You're lazy as fuck.
Sir, can you please text me this information, please, so I can make sure that I get it on the cake correctly?
I can fax it directly to your department.
It would have to go directly to the store. Hey, Angela, can you give me the fax number, please?
You're lazy as fuck, lady. She's a typewriter. Just type it in. How about I say it to you and you text it to yourself? Just text yourself a text message. You know? You lazy bitch. Ma'am, I only have 1 minute here. You know, XYZ is about to start. Ma'am. Ma'am, we're gonna lose.
We're gonna
lose this account. I only have 1 minute. XYZ is getting ready to start, and my microphone won't.
3700, sir.
My microphone won't stay up. It won't stay up. I can't even sit up. She doesn't care. Ah. Thanks for listening, everyone. It is time for the XYZ show, which I will also be listening to. Thanks for the super chats, everyone. That was nice of you. Looks like there's no new ones. Why isn't Carol ordering any cakes? Oh, I'm sorry, Andrew. I should have ordered a Carol cake. But I sort of did when I did all the voice changing stuff. I'm going to listen to XYZ and fix my microphone. Oh, Jesus. All right. It's not working too good. The XYZ link. You should go to youtube.com/XYZQWA. That's X is in xylophone, Y is in U, Z is in zebra shark, Q is in cucumber, W is in Y, A is in R. That's easy, right? youtube.com/XYZQWA. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for all the ideas in the room. Thanks, Tom Hansen, for the $2 there. I'll fax a copy of that over to your office. Sorry about the bumps, honey. They're probably not contagious. All right, yeah. This sucks. I have to hold the microphone up. Why did that happen? In the middle of a show. How does that even happen? It's like a metal pin. Thanks, Kagadotar. Get a bag of wing nuts. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, yeah. I need a wing nut. That'd be nice. And thank you, Funky Ostrich. And it's time to listen to XYZ now. Bye, everyone.
So I have really nothing better to do tonight. Did you know I'm calling you from a payphone? Yeah, it's a payphone. It's kind of sort of in my house. I kind of sort of own it. But guess what? See? I figured out how to make free phone calls on
fucking
my
weirdo
payphone. That's cool, man.
Whoa.
It's not actually free.
Free
but
calls.
I don't have to put a quarter in. It requires a quarter. And I don't have to put a quarter in.
Wow.
Like, I know things that you don't know.
You're like a master hacker.
Wait, huh? Anyway, I just wanted to say this brisket, I made a sandwich with it. Barbecue.
Okay. Thanks for the voicemail.
Wait, hold on.
This goes on for another 40 seconds or so, and then he left three other voicemails, which nobody will ever hear, because I'm deleting them right now. I was nice, though. I didn't pick the 12-second-long voicemail. I picked the longest one of yours to play.
Hey, Brad, it's Wasted. I am Milwaukee calling from the payphone.
Whoa.
How well does that sound?
Is it in your house?
It's horrible in this end.
Did you rig it so you don't have to put a quarter in? Are you a master hacker?
I'm going to Dallas. Bye.
Yep, okay, go to Dallas. Oh, shit, is Road Rage today? Like, or tomorrow? This weekend? I forgot, Wasted Memory. He's going to The Dick Show. It's a Road Rage show. This podcast that I listen to, The Dick Show, they do live shows. And they're doing one in Dallas. And this weirdo, he actually got tickets to fly across the country and go see one of those shows just because I recommended it on my show. I cost this guy so much money. But he's going to be promoting PLA while he's there. I give him a bunch of flyers and stickers to hand out. Hopefully it wasn't just a trick to get me to send him stuff. No, I'm kidding. I don't think that. Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. Road Rage is tomorrow. Have fun, Wasted Memory. You probably won't hear this until after the Road Rage, so I hope you had fun.
Hey, Brad. Dr. Och calling.
Hello.
Stuttering John, the podcast. The host, John Melendez, got patched in to President, with air quotes, Trump, on the phone. How come you don't do any more of those calling celebrities families or, you know, harassing recipients that are in movies anymore?
I don't know. What recipients did I harass that were in movies? I don't remember that.
Lindsay Lohan, years ago, and then what? What, Brad?
That was
what
it.
Have you done since
I called David Coverdale from Whitesnake, because everybody knows who that is.
And other than get nearly deported by the FBI.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Bye.
Maybe that's why I should leave celebrities alone. There was that one celebrity that a bunch of teenage girls were into. I remember I was calling his fans. Who was that? I don't remember who he was, but he sang Disney songs or something. I guess that's not like calling a celebrity. I was calling his fans, but still.
Brad.
Hello.
Brad. Oh, I was wanting to ask something if it's...
Okay, so far, Google Translate has said, good at good for that good at all. I put, and I was one me. I was wanting to ask something, so that's how it translated Brad.
I don't know how. I don't know the best way to ask you, but do you know? And I was listening to Kalito, and on his show, he mentioned something about Milkman. I was just phoning up to ask:
what?
Is Milkman okay?
Because
I don't know. I don't know if I heard Kalito say something, and I wasn't too sure if he was joking or if he was telling the truth, but.
I don't think Carlito jokes. He's a professional prank caller. We don't joke, you know? We don't have time for jokes.
Hope Milkman's okay. He's the man that's usually on the Carlito show. Oh. And he's usually... I think he's one of the main guys behind the Carlito show.
Oh, Milkman.
Behind the show in the past and stuff. So I'm kind of hoping he's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Me too.
Hope everybody else is okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, knobby guy. I have not heard anything about Milkman. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I'm telling you, they come in threes. I'm sure he's fine, though. I haven't heard anything.
Hey, Brad. Yeah, I was listening to Publisode 112, I think, and I noticed that someone finally noticed the hold music. Like, I think that might be the first time someone talked about the hold music.
Oh, yeah, is, the know, pussy good thing.
Which is kind of strange, because it's so obviously obscene.
Yeah.
But I guess that's a good first step.
Yeah.
All right, Brad. Just wanted to say that. Bye.
Was that the guy who I said he rolled a U-Haul truck or something? I've had a few listeners send me some alternatives to that hold music, like other obscene things that might be easier to understand over the phone. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they just can't understand it. I don't know. It seems like they'd be able to, though. Need to try some of those out.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hello.
So, I was just about to leave a voicemail. I have to be honest. Just about to leave a voicemail. Like, Brad, like, I know everybody says, you know, every time they suggest a prank, it's just a rehashing of a prank you did before. It's the same prank ideas over and over again, just with, oh, let's do this differently.
Damn,
let's
it,
do
people.
This differently. And luckily, it works out most of the time, but I have to give you credit, Brad. The whole thing with, like, the alternate reality and, you know,
what?
Idea.
What? What'd you do?
Original, it worked, it was funny, and I know, like...
I wouldn't say it worked.
Not super believable.
What are you doing?
It worked really well, so yeah. All the credit due on that one. And then, I want to give
it pretty much didn't work at all. Nobody believed it. It was fun to do. It was fun hearing it not work.
Yeah, so somebody would copy me. They would, hey, Brad, it's not Crimson.
Thank you. Replication.
What are you doing? Okay, voicemail over. Leaving me a minute and 14 second long voicemail. And then you leave another one immediately after. I'll save that one for next time, I guess. Maybe. We'll see. Maybe I'll just delete it.
Hello, Brad. This is Ahmed Omadi.
Hey.
I have a question for you.
Alright.
Yes, I am safe after Syria. But now, my cousins in the Ukraine are fighting the Russians.
Bummer.
Anyway, here we are. Okay, I have one question.
Just
I've been
tell him to get along.
To the show for over a year. And has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go on to do look more like?
What?
Or not? I don't know.
What?
Okay? Has anyone really been far even as decided to use even go on to do look more like? All right, thank you, Brad. That's what I have written here. All
okay.
Right, bye bye.
Thanks for the question that I didn't understand. I bet it was a good one.
Hey, Brad, huge fan. Hey, I think it would be awesome if you called up a gym, specifically 9 Round or really any gym. They often play really upbeat music. And these days, as you know, there's a lot of music that's featuring promiscuity, drug use. People just like to work out to that kind of thing for
Bunch
some reason.
Heathens.
Really high energy rap music, pop music has these themes in it. And I think it would be funny to call as the corporate office and, you know, play against that extreme leftist agenda versus the music that people actually want to listen to.
That's right.
And you could say that they're not allowed to play any music that features a lot of promiscuity or drug use. And that'll be pretty funny because that'll eliminate like 99% of the music they actually play.
Okay. Do gyms play music, though? Because the gyms I've been in, there's a bunch of TVs running and stuff. Is there music? It seems like people just bring their own music. Or that, you know, they have the screens on the machines. You just plug in your headphones, play your music from the screen, or watch TV or whatever. I guess I don't pay attention because I just wear my headphones everywhere. Maybe there's music. I don't know. But I've never heard of whatever gym you said either, so I don't know.
Hey, Brad. I'm listening to your cake episode. And there's a great opportunity for a soundbite. When you're talking to the lady who had that ridiculous chocolate cake and she's reading back the order to you and she says, okay, so we have an 8-inch eruption.
Oh, yeah. I noticed
it's just,
that.
It's just too
as,
good.
As she
so,
said it.
I mean, I think that something could be done with that either by you or any of the many talented people who make music and intros and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, somebody get to work
for
on
your
that.
Show. Anyway, that's all I got.
Okay.
Bye.
Come on, Henrik. It's been a while. We need a song about the 8-inch eruption.
Brad, hey, really quick. I don't know if you were joking or you misunderstood my last voicemail, but what I meant to say was listening to the Snowplow Show is even better when you're high. But I was pretty stoned when I left that message, so I guess I like to point out the obvious. But yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, bye.
Yeah, no, I was serious. I like misunderstood you, but while I was editing, that's when I realized what you were actually talking about, and I think I put something in the show notes about that. Like, oh, I get what he's saying now. So, yeah, I get it. I'm not funny when you're sober. I'm only funny when you're high, which means I'm not really that funny at all, right? I get what you're saying. Thanks.
Hey, Brad. Dr. Smooth Rod.
Hey,
here.
Dr. Smooth Rod.
Long time no call in, I guess.
I know. What the hell?
Your show's been doing pretty good, I guess. You know?
Thanks.
Can't complain.
That's good to hear.
You know, keep it up, man. You're really funny. Fucking hilarious, dude.
Do my best.
Okay. Cool. See ya.
Bye, Dr. Smooth Rod. You must be calling from a new phone number. I used to have you in my address book, but it's not there anymore. I'm saving your name in here. Always going to know who you are.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy.
Hey.
I have one more idea for you.
Oh, great.
You could tell people that you're from the HOA.
Okay.
And that a film crew is going to meet at their house to record a movie, like a horror movie or something.
Yeah.
So they have no choice in the matter.
That sounds great.
And then, I guess, come up with the rest of it. Okay.
Like The Walking Dead.
Bye, Brad.
You guys ever hear about that? That one little suburb area they were in? That was like a real neighborhood. People weren't allowed to go outside their homes during those times. They had to stay away from their windows. I bet you that sucks when they're filming.
Hey, your next Phone Losers show, or whatever the fuck you call it,
yeah, I don't know.
You need to interview Milkman. We want to listen to Milkman, please.
Yeah. Okay. I bet his audio will sound just like yours. Isn't he dead, though? I think I heard from somewhere he's dead.
Okay,
now.
I have a new song for the Snowflower Show that's way better than the one that I wrote around 2 years ago. So okay. Here's how it goes.
What?
When I get so hungry.
Bob Murphy.
I could almost eat a donkey.
Bob Murphy.
I got the munchies for a sandwich or a Twinkie or a little cold and drinky.
Bob Murphy.
How are you supposed to say?
Bob Murphy.
That's great.
Bob Murphy.
No.
Bob Murphy, dummy. Bob Murphy, dummy.
Pretty great, thanks.
Little Bob Murphy, all over South Carolina. Let's play that on the next one.
All right, bye. Great song there that you wrote.
Hey, I was just wondering if you can call a few tattoo shops around the area and maybe ask for some butthole tattoos.
Okay.
You know, like tattoos on your butthole.
All right.
Anyways, have a good one.
Do that right now. Hey, look at that. The voicemails are almost over.
Hey, Roy, it's that feeling. 90 degrees, 3:40 p.m. in beautiful Roy, Maryland. Driving to a wedding that I really don't want to go to, but I'm in the party and it's for friends, so I guess I'll go and drink a lot of free.
That's nice.
I just called in to say hi.
Maybe you should blog
like
about it.
A pretty big joke in your cake show that you just put out.
I can't even hear
the
you.
The lady, when you were ordering a cake, said that she had an 8-inch eruption. Oh, come on.
You don't say.
Last time when I heard my voicemail, you said that I had two voicemails. I meant to say that there was a voicemail on two different shows. So you're not a hobo letting in two voicemails on the same show. Come on, I know the rules.
Okay.
And let me last just say that the idea that Jihad had for flushing manure down the toilet and clogging the toilet, that's the best idea I've heard for a prank call in a very long time.
Yeah.
Talk to you later. Bye.
It is. There's two really good toilet flushing ideas right now, but I've done enough toilet flushing lately. We need a break from toilet flushing.
Hi, Brad. So I've been having this phone issue lately. Somehow these people got my phone number and they're making these spam calls about me having to reactivate or I'm having the last possible call for my car's warranty. Doesn't really apply to me. I'm just wondering if you have any kind of idea about how I could fix that without having to change my number or something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's appropriate to ask you about it. But you
are they
like
calling from the same number? Because I have telemarketers or scammers or whatever you call them calling me sometimes, and some of them call from the same number every time. So I just save them in my address book and I give them a personalized ringtone, which is an MP3 of 5 seconds of silence. So the phone just doesn't ring. But usually scammers change their number, so that advice doesn't really work.
I'm a knowledgeable person about phone technicality, so I figured I'd ask you.
Yeah.
What
you could do, though, is set your default ringtone to 5 seconds of silence. So everybody that calls you, you don't see the phone ring. Never. Unless you just happen to be looking at it and it lights up. But then you just give all of your friends and family personalized ringtones, so their phones actually ring. There you go. I've solved all your problems. Default ringtone is silent.
I guess that's about it. Maybe you could help me out. I don't know.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you for, good job as always, man.
You're welcome.
Cake Day was hilarious. I love that. The best
thing
I heard in a while. Well.
Okay, bye. 10 more seconds of him saying goodbye. Jeez.
Press. Wasted.
Oh, hey. Wasted memory. Saw
Dick.
What?
Sean. Mysterious is wandering around here somewhere.
Whoa.
Dallas.
Made it to Dallas, everyone. His plane didn't crash.
Fuck, they left. I gotta walk back to the hotel. Maybe I won't get mugged.
I hope not.
See ya.
You gotta be careful. He just left that voicemail for me 14 minutes ago. I wonder if he handed Dick a flyer. Like, hey, Dick, you ever hear of this show called The Phone Losers? Dick's probably like, ugh. Wish I'd never let that guy on my show. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, this is Carol from the front desk at the hotel.
Hey, Carol.
And we're going to need you to please shut the fuck up.
What?
You're being too loud up there. Please stop it. Come on. People are trying People are trying
to... Well, my kids, they gotta scream. They gotta go, yeah!
No, we can't have that here.
Oh, they're having that.
Okay, wait. I gotta come clean with you.
Hey, lame-o! You just got full-on butt slam.
Hey, waste of memory.
Hey, what's going on?
So you met Dick.
Yeah, he did. He was wasted.
You don't say. I wouldn't expect that from him.
I just saw a stereo slight stumble into a cab when I got to the bar, when I got here.
That sounds like a stereos.
Yeah.
Yep, so I'm like recording voicemails, and I played one when you didn't leave yet, and then I just played the one that you just left, and I thought I'd call you and butt slam you, so.
Sweet! I got those flyers. I'm going to put them up. I'm going to put some prank line numbers on some cars tomorrow, too.
Cool. Get arrested. It's not.
Oh, I'm gonna try.
It's not a cool trip unless you get arrested.
We almost did because we all got yelled at for drinking outside, and like I had to like dump my beer out and stuff. And
oh wow,
yeah, it was fun.
Did you give the cop a flyer?
I was thinking about it. The one cop was really cool, but the rest of them were a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I just thought I'd call and see how you're doing. And
that's awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah. I just walked back from the bar in Dallas, and I'm standing outside the hotel right now.
So the actual show's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you're not, like, I don't know. If you want a refund, just let me know. I got you into this.
A refund?
I don't know.
Dallas was great.
I made you go to Dallas somehow.
You gotta have a phone losers meet up, and then we'll call it square.
Okay. Sounds good. You have to fly out to Portland.
All right.
It's happening in July. Or it's happening tomorrow night. Be there tomorrow night.
All right. I'll go. I gotta get the Expedia going.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish up my show. I hope you have fun.
That's sweet. Oh, I will. All right, man. I will keep you updated. Bye.
All right, bye. Okay, there you have it. Wasted memory. He's in Dallas, getting hassled by the police. He told me which hotel he's in and his room number. I think I should probably edit that out of the show, because I know what you listeners are like. And that was the last voicemail, except for these others, from people that have left several voicemails in a row that, for some reason, I have not deleted yet. You're welcome for that. Thank you, the Anti-Chris, 6 Week Tenure, Nagler, Fun Society Arcade, and Xanderfit for being supporters of the Snowplow Show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. I did a new hobosode yesterday called Parking Like a Hobo, and I wrote in my show notes an exact timestamp to play on today's show, and I can't remember what it is, so let's just listen to hobosode number 114 at exactly 4 minutes and 8 seconds and see what we hear.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're making the entire neighborhood look like hobos live here.
I'm making my neighborhood look like a hobo lived here.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is ridiculous.
That's the point where she hangs up. That was from a list that Empire Textbooks sent to me. I was telling a bunch of people in a neighborhood that they parked like hobos, and they seem to disagree. I don't know why. But if you want to hear the rest of those calls, be a subscriber over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Be sure to follow Phone Losers on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers. I've now set up an instagram.com/phonelosers. Before, you guys were just following my personal account, and I put a bunch of PLA shit on there. I'm going to start posting more of that on the Phone Losers Instagram now. I mostly did that because of the new IGTV thing, and I've already posted a couple of videos on there. And go to phonelosers.com, go to snowplowshow.com, and that's it. Bye, everyone.
One day I hopped on a Greyhound bus. party time, baby. Las Vegas or bust, but I should have gone on a plane because my trip was totally insane. Oh, schnapps, the bus broke down. We pulled over in a crazy town. I was walking around, it was really shitty. How did I get stuck in Butt Plug City? Oh, schnapps! I'm walking around in Butt Plug City. Oh, schnapps! I'm walking around in Butt Plug City. I went to a convenience store, but the name of it was Butt Plugs Galore, and they only sold butt plugs. Where's the cigarettes and soda pop? What the fudge? I walk down the sidewalk looking for the mayor. I've got a complaint that he's gonna hear. Walking down the street, people wore stained shorts. They all looked like they just hopped off a horse. I walked up to a street vendor. He had a beard. He was selling butt plugs. It was weird. A lot of his merchandise was shitty and used. I was upset and confused. Where's the mayor's office? What the hell?
Shut up, dude. I've got butt plugs to sell.
So I continued walking down the street. Dirty butt plugs were all around my feet. All this walking is making me thirsty. I need something to drink. Lord have mercy. I walked into a restaurant and saw the hostess. I need some water or else I'll get neurosis. She said,
sorry, there's no water here, dude. But we've got gallons of butt plug juice.
Butt plug juice won't quench my thirst. Butt plug city is the worst. Oh, snaps! I'm walking around in Butt Plug City. Oh, schnapps! I'm walking around in Butt Plug City. Where's the mayor's office? I'm gonna complain. Butt Plug City is hella gay. I walked into City Hall. There was diarrhea smeared on the wall. Then I met the secretary. She introduced me to the mayor. His name was Larry. The mayor sat down. He said, oh, yeah. He probably had a butt plug in his underwear. He said, how do you like my town?
How do you like how Butt Plug City folk get down?
Cheers! Now expose your rear. You're the honorary citizen of the year. Oh, schnapps! How did I get stuck in Butt Plug City? Oh, schnapps! How did I get stuck in Butt Plug City?
I am not a shorthand, and I am not a secretary.